Again. I say again. Because remember there was that 1 month we all got fooled into thinking he was a good president? I did. So did you. It was more out of terror than, like, confidence, you know? It's the kind of thing that, like, you're on a bus and the bus is going downhill way out of control and you're like, hey, the driver knows what he's doing. He'll fix it. Things will be great. Oh, my God. Not on 9/11, though. Not on 9/11, Bush could not have been a more confidence-shattering world leader. But remember that talk he gave from the Oval Office? And he was just like the dry mouth and the bug eyes and just totally out of his element. Like, hey, okay, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I was just going to play video golf and Minesweeper and keep out of you guys' hair for these 4 years. But, look, the apocalypse just happened, but it's no reason to panic because our best people are on it, and they're really... Spider-Man, help us! Please stand by. We will return in just a moment to your president. But then, here's the thing, though. This struck me recently. A lot of people that say that Bush is a fucking moron or everything and he's an idiot, I don't think Bush is stupid. All right, he's not dumb. He's evil. All right, there's a difference between being stupid and evil. Everyone's going, yeah, but Bush can't fucking complete a sentence. He can't even talk. No, Bush can speak fine, just not when he's trying to sound compassionate or caring or concerned about people. That's when he fumbles up and can't speak. When he comes out and goes, hey, it's really hard to put food on your family. Like, he doesn't give a shit how hard it is for you to put food on your table for your family. He doesn't give a fuck about that. If you gave Darth Vader a big basket of puppies, he'd look like a fucking imbecile. But like, hey, Darth, how do you like those puppies? Well, they're furry and to pet and round. I don't know. Whatever. What are you going to do to Alderaan? We will destroy your planet. You will be dust beneath the heels of our boots. That's how Bush is. You know what Bush gets really articulate and poetic? When he's talking about executing people and revenge and death and killing. That's when he gets downright fucking clear and clarity. It's eerie. We'll fry your soul so fucking quick the stench of your balls frying will hit the lake of hell before your soul even hits hell. You're like, holy shit. You're like Dylan Thomas all of a sudden. I know a supervillain when I see one. We have a supervillain in the White House. Lex Luthor and Hannibal Lecter and Dr. Doom do not give a fuck about how you feel, but they're really good about killing you. They should just give Bush a white cat to stroke as he's sitting there in the Oval Office. Hello, America. Yes. I understand you SUV drivers are low on oil. Well, guess what? We're going to go blow up some brown people. Supervillain, go with a scary one. You know? What the fuck? What happened to John McCain, man? Fucking crazy ass loner Vietnam vet Travis Bickle motherfucker? That's your president. They stabbed that guy. Listen, they stabbed him in the balls with a bayonet and he didn't fucking crack. That's your president. Holy shit. None of this stuff would be happening right now if he was in the White House. Big scary Vietnam motherfucker. Hey, listen, for the next 4 years, we're not doing shit, okay? They fucking stabbed that guy with a fucking bayonet in the balls. He didn't fucking break. He told the religious right to go fuck themselves. That's my man! Right there! I think stabbing the balls beats crucifixion, okay? Get the fuck out of here. I win. Blow me. Too bad. I like to.